Okay, so today I'm going to, what's that?
So I have to leave the world.
Okay, no problem. We'll catch the rest on tomorrow. All right, so we'll continue with Hashem with the Malachim Tav. Let's try and finish today. We'll move on to the Makir of Patish by Hashem on Sunday. So I think we're up to source 32, 33, Shulchan Aruch and Mishabur. Just quickly, so we saw the different types of Mechaba, different ways of extinguishing. We mentioned doing it through water, doing it through, you know, wind or air, blowing on it, cutting off the oxygen supply, and or cutting off or tampering with the fuel supply, you know, the oil, whatever it is. We mentioned those different things. We mentioned at the end, the sources 29 and 30, Sugyan Beitza, the Chav Beis, because there the Gemara quoted on source 27, the Gemara talks about the concern of Shemi Yistah or Mistapik. You know, you use the oil, you're not allowed to do it. And we had it in Shabbos also, again, the previous couple of sources, starting in 23. But the Gemara says about that Mishnah, Maman Alikin, about Lo Yikovam Shafarashal Beitz, that have set up a contraption where oil drips in. We're afraid you're going to take the oil out. And that question, what exactly is this? So we had the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Tes Beis and Mishnah in the Gemara, and then the Sugin Beitz as well. The Chav Beis, where they both speak about the possibility, you have oil, so you may remove some of the oil, and thereby be guilty of mechaba in that regard. So Adam Achokas, Tosin in the Rosh, Tosin Beitz, and Chav Beis, Malat, Dibam, Asam, Mistapik. What's that? Well, no. Well, I mean, it's not the Rosh Hashanah because it's Psik Reish. I mean, it's good. It's good. Well, okay, so that's part of the issue. So Tosa says, and that's part of the issue in the Machlokas Tosos and the Rosh. Tosa Dirmas Mistapek says it's not, it's not Mechaber really, because you just take the oil out, that's called Gram Kibbo. It's certainly in Yontif that's permissible. And, you know, you can make a case that you're on Shabbos, it was an intention and so on. But Tosa says, but the time you take the oil out, that causes flickering right then and there. Okay, when you take some oil out, that's what Tosa says. He says the issue is not that it's going to go out earlier. Okay, it'll glow less intensely. The fire will burn less intensely while you're tampering. That's what Tosa says. The Rosh in Beit HaPerek Beis HaMizu Zayin does not say that. Okay, he says no. He says that we're talking about that your Hilchah Nirali, the second half, Shemim Meir Kibuyo. Okay, and such a type of gram is Chaya. Okay, when it's I, what do you mean? Isn't Grama usually Potter? Okay, especially if it's not your intention, it might be a difference when, you know, it's your intention, you know, your wills will fulfill the grama. But he said, no, because here you're actually touching, usually grama is what's, it's external, I'm doing something external which impacts the item. Here I'm playing with the oil itself. That's the Rosh. So the Rambam, I pointed out, does not, in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Beis, maybe subscribes to that position, because the Rambam only brings up the issue of muktzah. Okay, the handling of the mukta, because it was set aside for use with the oil lamp. So nine aliyahs or something else. The Rambam brings up mukta. He doesn't bring anything up of mechabib. Maybe he feels like Tosus, that hastening the kibbutz is not an issue. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, again, source 32, which we kind of left him look at yesterday, so Shulchan Aruch says, in some Reish Samach Hei, Sif Alam 32, Ein Nosin Kli Menuka of Mali Shemen. You know, it doesn't have to be an eggshell, that's the example of misuse, but any type of vessel that has a leaking, you know, little holes that drips in, some contraption, okay, some makeshift contraption. So it says, you're not allowed to do that. Gzeirish, it means he's talking about his chayv mishum mechaber. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch assumes directly it is a matter of mechaber, although the Tosus doesn't say exactly what the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say exactly whether it's Tosus' way or the Rosh's way. Is it mechaba because right now when you tinker with it, you're causing it to flicker now, you're minimizing the flame, or is it a matter of, it's a matter of people in the market. It's not so clear, okay? But okay, that's what we left off with the last time. Okay, now we'll turn to a different issue, number 34, some other examples, okay? Between different items and with the applicability of kibui. So there is a Gemara and Mem Beis on Aleph. You can look through other sources and again the Masechta about kibui. There is a Gemara in Shabbos Mem Beis on Aleph 54. Amar Shmuel Mechabin Gachelas Shamateches Brishus Harabim. If there's a burning piece of metal, hot piece of metal on the street, okay, in Brishus Harabim, you're allowed to extinguish it. Mechabin, you're allowed to extinguish it. The shril shall yizoku barabbas, so that no one is going to get hurt by it. Okay, avaloga chelos shall eat, but not if it's a wood that's burning. What's this? A Rashi? What's the difference? So Rashi says, Rashi there, remember, in Al 35 says, Gachel Shmatechas, Shmashlich in Lachutz, Psalah Shabarzel. Somebody threw it into the street. That was like a leftover piece of metal from a blacksmith or whatever. So he threw it out into the street. It was still hot and it was Friday night. He did it, let's say, he did it before Shabbos, whatever. Or Goy did it, whatever. There's a piece of metal there. Okay. Lo Shayach Kibuy Bahachi Mid Olais. There is no actual Kibuy Darais on that.
What do you feel in the air about electricity? That the fire going through the copper wires, that's literally this rashi over here, Shalmandakas.
Well, here, right? Okay, so if you hold, so yes, well, why would you say it's Mavri then? Yeah, here you didn't create it. He said here would be not kibud oraisa.
Then okay. You turn off all night.
Yeah, you turn off according to this in Konami. Okay, you could say that here. Yeah. Yeah.
In his book, he says that the thing that
you turn off for that reason.
Thing is better to turn off than turn on.
Yeah, okay. That could be. That's not familiar, and I know. So Rashi says there's no Doraisa. The idea being, okay, and here's where you could say a difference. Okay, you could make a difference, and we'll see in a moment, because the metal is hot, but it doesn't glow. It's not burning. It can't, especially if we hold that kibui is designed to produce, smoking yesterday, to produce like a charcoal or something like that. Well, metal doesn't produce that. You lift it up, right? The charcoal by wood, right? So that might be the chilek between matechas and metal. According to Rashi, matechas and wood. Metal, that is subject to havara, but not subject to kibui. So if we even, it could be, I mean, we saw it, the Rambam, you heat up a piece of metal, so there is Havara, but Kibui, perhaps, is not subject, according to Rashi, would appear, and Kibui is not, maybe subject to Havara, but it's not subject to Kibui, because Kibui, in its origin, is really to make some kind of a pechom, something like we saw yesterday, some type of fold. That's not Nogea by metal. Therefore, according to Rashi, the Orisa, there's no issue whatsoever with extinguishing a burning metal, putting water or whatever it is on a burning metal rod. However, lo gachel sha'et, but not wood, because there, that's the typical kibui, and that you're not allowed to do. Now, even with the metal, when the fish rashi, when we draw banan asur, it's still us to draw banan, even with the metal. But vehecha de'ika nizka l'rabim, lo gozo, so here, it's a dangerous thing, it's in the street, someone get hurt. So in such a case, lo gozo rabbanan. But you're not dealing with the rice to begin with. So the lumnas of Rashi seems to be that, and we'll see how this applies to other things. Okay, the lumnas of Rashi would seem to be that metal is not really subject to kibui, and that would make a difference with regards to turning off something, very possibly if it's not an incandescent, there's nothing glowing. Okay, it would be a darbonon. Okay, still also darbonon. Okay, but it would not be Doraisa. And there's some other pressing need. There's room to make, according to this Rashi. Avalo shel eitz, the next Rashi says, destroy Doraisa. That's a regular Doraisa. So, okay, it's dangerous, but we're not allowed, not life-threatening. I mean, we'll see about fires the rest of the year, but it's not life-threatening, so you can't put that out. That's the chilek Rashi presents. Okay? Yeah, surely.
I don't work for Rashi, because
so that's they're not always opposites, right? And just like you could argue like bona and soser. Okay, bona we said applies to cheese, but if you eat the cheese, it's not soser. It's not always the opposite. Okay, especially if you will insist that it's to make a pechel.
It's a different function. I mean, here, at least, you don't have to just take the cheese analogy. There's like, what you're doing when you're making the cheese is when you're eating the cheese.
Okay, I hear. It's not 100%. Yeah. What's more? Well, I don't know, but even if he does,
no,
Rambam said it was one of the Rambam.
Wasn't that also Rashi the bus line? Isn't that the whole point that he was saying?
Rashi was Aish, but did he? Would he I don't think he said specifically. The Rambam did. Yeah. Rambam was one, but Rashi don't know. And I'm saying, even if Rashi holds the subject of Havara, he's saying here it's not subject to Kibui. Even if you want to insist that it's subject to Havara, it's not subject to Kibui. That's what I want to bring out. Okay, and therefore Rashi said darbanan, yeah, but mokum hezek or whatever they weren't gozer. Now Rabbi Chananel on that same daf on Shabbos Mem Beis Manal says a little differently. Okay, he says it's a different reason. Okay, kibui gachelos shematechas bisman sheichama bishkora haroas adomah shitzonenes. A piece of metal, unless it's red hot, okay, which is really hot, but it could be very hot, and you can't tell by looking at it. You walk and see metal, you can't see whether it's hot or not. To think about your, I don't know, the grill and your barbecue, whatever. You can't tell if it's hot or cold, right? So he says with metal, you can't tell. But a burning piece of wood is reddish. It has the, you know, you can see that it's hot. Okay, you could tell that it's hot. It's certainly hot enough to cause damage. Metal, you can't tell. You touch something, you pull your hand back. You can't tell if the kettle was on the stove or whatever it was. Okay, they just shut it off. You walk by and touch, you can burn your hand. Now, you can't see by looking at it that it's hot. Wood, to be hot enough to really cause damage, you have to see it has a, you know, a reddish glow to it, so to speak. Therefore, nimtzu adam b'nei zoken bo. L'fichach mutter. That's why when it comes to metal, okay, we're concerned about the damage because someone may hurt themselves on it. However, gechel she'eitz im tosir ad mosiach nichbeis kvar. If it's not really glowing, then it's not really that hot anymore. Okay, it's a potential burn. Therefore, ve'ein amazek, it's not going to cause any real damage. Mimad mu'is about kolaros nishach mena. And then if it is hot, well, people know to stay away from it. Either way, you can't distinguish it. Right, the whole reason to extinguish it is because there's danger. But if people see it, they'll stay away from their own. You don't have to be the, you know, get involved and put it out. A person will see that it's a burning coal, so you won't get close to it. Burning metal, you might get close. That's the because ain't on music bowl when it comes to metal. That's the therefore because we can't say you're doing it just to protect people. What do you mean? People know by looking at it to stay away from it.
How does he get around with the rights issue? I mean, he
doesn't seem to stay around. So it sounds like really okay. Kibo would be kibo. I think be saying that metal anyway is subject to kibo. He doesn't say
he has to get around that. That's the line.
No, I would say he said this keyboard. No, he said this keyboard with both. Okay, but wood. He says. You're asking. You're asking, right? So well, why do Risa? Why do Risa? Metal is what? Could he be like not like Rama? It would have to be a mamish glow.
Oh, it's a mamish
glow. Could be. It could also be. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I'm not sure. It's not clear from this. Anyway, the passage I quote, I simply quote to show that he seems to hold that there is kibui by metal. Okay? There is a Rashi said, it's kibui, ain't kibui nor ice, and that's it. But he said there would be kibui by metal, but the reason you're allowed to extinguish it is because it presents a danger because someone might touch it. Now, maybe it's a real pikuach nefesh. I'm not sure. Whereas wood he wouldn't touch. Yeah. Say once more. No, the Rambam we heard this one the other day. The Rambam who says that metal is glowing metal is mavir.
Which he said
is the people. No, the Rambam doesn't say I don't know what the Rambam. Yeah, I don't know. Rambam, yeah, I don't know. It's Rambam Chanana. 36. Rambam Chanana.
So how does he get from this is a raisa to now sort of mother?
Yeah, if it's true what I said that he holds. Possibly, because it doesn't make a pech. I mean, we'll still stick with that.
So why wouldn't that?
I'm not sure. The way I understood it, I hear what you're saying. Maybe I'm wrong. I understood what Manal was saying that different than Rashi. Rashi, there's no kibud oraisa, so therefore it's mutter. Here, he has the whole difference whether it could cause damage on people staying away from it. Sounds like he holds it is subject to kibud.
But I wouldn't agree with that. I wonder if you remember what I was saying. Yes, no, on the right level, keyboard for the top for Kalsham Atachas for shall be will be
maybe.
But with Melchot Love Principle of Hoop, you're on the Rabbanon.
Maybe. For saving.
Recognizing they're not going to be going over and they're not going to be going
over. Yeah, I hear. I'm not sure. I thought it's a little different than Rashi because he gives a whole other explanation. Instead of just saying, but Rashi says, Lo Shayat Kibu Behakim Daraisa. That's logical. So what they're going to come up with this whole other thing. Well, you could steal, won't be dangerous.
There are ice, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I think. Okay, but you're asking how to get out. You have to come to Boston and Goofa, maybe. Okay. I mean, the Ram also, one of the same from Mitzvahs, Ray Shine Dahl, the open Goof face.
My dad, that It's not really putting out a fire. You're just cooling down heat.
Well, okay, that's, you know what I mean? But that may be enough for kibui in the sense that ultimately the fire, whatever is glowing, goes out. It's the glowing coal. Oh, by the metal, you mean?
Yeah.
By the metal, you mean? No, yeah, but it's true. I think is Rashi said. That's why Rashi says no kibui d'oraisa. It doesn't burn. It just glows.
Right.
That's a rashi, but in a chal, what if they come up with that whole other lumda as well with the metal, you can't tell whether it's hot or cold. You know, just and that's what I think maybe holds it is kibbutz.
Why?
He's
just explaining why the rabbanu were not glazer in this case of metal.
So you're saying fundamentally agrees with Rashi. Could be. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was saying differently.
I was saying that metal can be detected at the point that you detect it.
So
no, but he's assuming not here. You're just sitting here talking about this hot metal, not glow red on it. Okay, you can't see red, but it's still hot enough to cause significant damage if you touch it.
So if you had a piece of metal that wasn't red hot, but it was hot.
So he says you're allowed to extinguish it. Right.
You're allowed to
pour water. That's what he said.
So it's a matter of, so
red hot would be different. Red hot would be like fire.
Red hot can be able to see. So
right.
So
red hot would not, red hot would stay away from
it. Yeah. It's a matter of trees.
We only
say
yibun,
like
it's red.
Yeah, yibun is a red, white hot.
It's not red hot.
Okay. Hey, they ran most, yeah.
How about it? It's not a plumbing, you know, trying to go into the mikvah and take...
Pull off the water, you mean?
Yeah,
warm up the water, actually.
Well,
it's not a rod to put it, warm it up. It's always bishul. It's ended by bishul. They had these rods. They had these rods. Yeah, they had the rods they put in the water.
Dude, what do we say there with the rods?
They held it whole potent, right? It went through a warm area.
So
I'm not sure it broke up again. Yeah.
There's a degree to which it's also.
Yes, a degree. Okay, now, the uranium also, it seems like also a little bit like a menchana also. Because gachel shel eitz is leka has a graben because it's not red. Lecha is be sumka. Sumka is red. You know, sumka is domach sumuk. You know, come not allowed to kill somebody who's got in your life because who says that your blood is redder than his? Sumuk is red. Okay, I'm going to say I'll tell you what it comes to. Because you look in the Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin of Shabbos 38, Hamachabes Hagachelas just says Gachelas. He doesn't distinguish whether it's wood or metal. Kedei Shilozok or not Mechayev. That may be because around the whole Malachah Shins and Guf is Chayav. But my point is, in Perak Alav Alach Hazayim, when he's dealing with the general din, he doesn't distinguish. But in Perak Yud Beis Alach Beis 39, he says, Mutol Lechabos Kachel Shomateches. He does mention only metal, Bereshit Rabbah Kadesh Lezuk Rabbah, not eights. Okay?
So the Rabbah.
That's what it looks like. Okay? But in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Lamed Dalet, Siv Chazayin 40, Simon Shin Lamed Dalet, Siv Chazayin 40, Gachelas Hamunochim Bokim Shrab, Nizok Yachol Chabosa, Bein Mishal Mateches, Bein Mishal Eitz. Okay, so the what do you call it? The Mechaber disagrees. Parentheses or addition, Rambam also Mishal Eitz. So the Mechaber is aware, many times Mechaber and Orach Chaim. I've told you this, in Orach Chaim, the Rambam, the Mechaber, he writes himself, tends to follow the best of three majority. You know, you have the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef writes that he considered the three major poskim to be the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. Okay, that's how do you decide between all the Rishonim, you know? So the Beis Yosef writes that, at least in Orach Chaim, he follows the majority of the two out of three, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Now that's stacked in favor of the Sfardim, okay, because we're from the Rambam. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Karo was a Sfardim, so okay. You know, what the Ramah does is he says from the Balei Tosfos, right? The Ram Rutenberg and the Mordechai and then the Balei Tosfos. That's so very often we have, at least in Orach Chaim. Very often, though, even when the Rambam is the odd man out, okay, when the Rif and the Rosh say one way, and the Rambam doesn't, the Mechaber will, in deference to Rambam, quote his Shita. Here's an example. He says, "Stam beini mishomach beinu," and the Rambam also mishal eitz. Okay, the Rambam also mishal eitz. Does still quote in deference to the Rambam, the shita of the Rambam, although the Shabura 41, so you cut and pay hey halacha gedei rishon halacha is the first, but not like the Rambam. Okay, now what this would mean? Yeah, go ahead.
The perfect
How do the most principles apply in this case of keyboard? Because I forgot who was saying it, but maybe in the last talk that we were doing, someone was saying that, like, it's considered to be malacha, speaking of kufa, isn't like, it's not
exactly like the Mishkan, right?
That's yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, so that's a question whether, not a, we saw last time, not everyone agrees in making the charcoal so pivotal to the process. That may be part of the discussion. The definition of malacha.
So, like, I have a nice example on Pesach, they have a transfer of flames, he wants his home, yeah. But they give me like a glass container, and there's a candle in it, and I put the match. It's hard to reach, so I kind of dropped it in there. And then the whole match like caught on fire, there's a lot of fire, and I just put water in there, and I wonder, like, is
that,
you know, to what extent is that, like, I didn't want the flame there.
Right.
And it's kind of the same
thing
here. We don't want
that. We'll right. I don't mean the rice. We'll talk about danger. Hold that thought about the fire danger. Okay. I just want to mention with regards to, you know, the day we shown on the Shulchan Aruch, there's no difference between metal and eights. Okay. And maybe that's going to Hanal, but actually keyboard doesn't really apply to I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, the regards to electricity, okay, if you hold, like Rashi said, there's no kibui by metal, so then turning off an incandescent light, a regular bulb, which we said is mavir when you turn it on, an incandescent bulb, okay, or, you know, anything that glows. Again, the definite incandescent is when there's a piece of metal or something that glows, the old-fashioned light bulb that's still on some things and so on and so forth. So if you hold that's mavir, like if you hold that turning on electric light is mavir, okay, but turning it off might not be kibui, at least according to that Rashi. Because you could have a case of mavir, namely this hot metal, although it's not necessarily glowing. Rashi doesn't make a distinction between glowing. So when Hananel brought up that glowing thing, Rashi just said as a general rule, maybe even it is glowing. Rashi said, but it's still dangerous. He doesn't deal with that issue. All I'm saying is that you could argue that turning an appliance off, well, not appliance, but some of the incandescent bulb off, may not be kibui. Most assume that, you know, there is kibui by metal, okay, and therefore, just like turning on an incandescent bulb is mavir, turning off is going to be mechaber. The question is, what is, you know, the status of other appliances turning them off? We spoke about turning them on. What about turning them off? Is mechaber by your air conditioning? You have a fan. You have whatever, a radio, whatever. I think, what about unplugging it or turning it off? Well, there are no lights involved. Okay, the lights involved, we just said, even though we posited, according to Rashi, perhaps there's no kibui, okay? But most hold there is, I'm sorry, right, if there's mavir, then there's mechaber. Because usually, like you said, they're, you know, opposites, heads and tails. Saying, when Rashi seemed not to say that way, at least to Raisa, but certainly to Rabbanan, everyone agree. Question is, what about an electric appliance, which is no lights? Yeah, I just want to start saying, huh? In charge of whatever, anything like that, with no lights involved. So that's a little harder to pinpoint. Now, look at the tshuvas of Chaim Ozer, I printed, we saw this tshuva talking about electricity. Okay, Achiezer tshuvas, Achiezer chel gimelson and samech. He writes, okay, regarding chashmal and so on, all right. Now, he was talking, presumably, about incandescent. I mean, he was talking about light bulb. He writes, chayv mishum mavir u'mechaber. He said, "Kvar nispashta horoah leisur b'chol tefutzis Yisrael," and both mavir and mechaber. Okay, that's what he's writing about incandescent bulbs. The question is, do we extend that and assume? And it is true. I mean, it's also, you know, a part of the whole electricity issue. And again, you know, I spoke in with Rabbi Packer, you know, today is what's more important. Yeah. You know, because again, part of this electricity is if it's not. There's no lights and so on. It's a much more difficult thing to pinpoint. So we saw, as you said, it was bona. Okay. All right. Because it's completing circuits. Okay. If it's completing circuits, bona, then you could argue that turning it off or unplugging it or whatever is disconnecting the circuits. It's soser. Right? Bona and soser are opposites. Although we did mention this with the cheese, you can make a chiluk. That doesn't mean every bona has soser as the opposite, but at least you can make a case if it's incandescent or an appliance. If it's bonus, it's probably so. Okay. But if you hold it, it's something else. We spoke about Rishon Zaman being molded. So, like, what's the opposite of that? There is no opposite issue. And even like we mentioned, we'll talk more a little bit about this when we get to Makabe Patis. Even Makabe Patis, that's how, you know, when I spoke about Packer, he, you know, feels Makabe Patis, Tikkun Mona is, you know, is really the primary issue. I mean, whenever I was more convinced by Rosh Hashanah. So he said to me, yeah, Rosh Hashanah convinced everybody, you know. But, You know, Rav Asher Weiss, I think I mentioned, has an shul. He says in this Minchas Osher, he says it's Makom Kadosh. No one really punched that out earlier. Shmuel Zalman has detained it, and others, but people don't say it. But you know, it's completing something. Anything, you know, I think of Schechter. And I have to ask him. He wasn't the most honest this morning. But I want to remember we had that case of in the Gemara Ksuvos Dasal. We had it by Bona, by Sosa. We already. But the drain pipes were clogged with junk. Remember, you can kick it. Yeah, no, that's more than summer. So that's fixing something, right? You make clearly work again. So there's no doubt that it's us, sir. You know, like the Chaim Ozit, Kfarnis Pashta. But the reverse, you know, it's a little bit less clear. It's molad, it's Machi Patish. It's a little more difficult to say, unless you assume that, you know, there's some isser that, you know, if it's putting it together is us, sir. At least not the Rabbanim. So taking it apart is also us, sir. Okay? Or you could argue that it's a zilzul Shabbos, right? It's not Shabbos dick. So much for extinguishing, for unplugging. It's to unplug. You mentioned, you said, the better undo it than to do it. It makes sense, okay? But that's the
It's just that the example of the better is to be described, yeah. Which was not intended to experience that, like
it
fix that, like you're fixing it from something that wasn't intended.
No,
well,
it wasn't
going to
happen. That's true.
Like a light, electricity is built.
Right. So that's the other thing that it loses its normal thing. If it's also to turn on, it's also to turn off. Again, with lights, it's not an issue because it's most probably mechabe. If you hold that as soon as it's bona, it's most probably sosa. So then you have a real derisa. Others may only talk with darbona. May only talk with darbona, or maybe not the zilzul. Maybe zilzul Shabbos, or pulling something apart is at least to a bona form of bona, if so, sir. Okay, a little more difficult. All right, yeah.
The ones explaining that mazel patish could mean something deeper. It could mean that when you turn down a piece of yarn, giving the device life.
Right, so I'll speak about that a little more. We get to on Sunday, which almost taught makom patish.
Not like in the simple way.
Right, you made it into something. You created something. I created a Frankenstein monster. You created something. Yeah,
it's now full of life.
Yeah, yes. You created something. Yeah. And therefore, if you take it apart, you're uncreative. These are all creative ways of explaining it. I mean, it's tougher to punch out. I mean, it just is. Okay.
But does Rabbi Packer say that he holds in this chazan issue the main thing?
He thought most people hold not like the chazan issue. He said about himself that he thought that was probably the most correct. I think he said that by the same either that or Makom Patish. He was not as turned on by Molid. Probably. That's the question. Is Molid itself an example of Makom Patish, maybe? And that's what Rosh Weiss wants to tell you. Yeah, I think that's what Peck also. I hear it. Okay, let's go on to some other things. We actually had this a little bit before, but not the beginning, back in Source 10, but it repeats a little bit. Kuf Chof Amar Aleph. Okay, 43. The Mishnah says, it is a case of a fire. We're going to see about Gromo when you're doing something, you know, indirectly. Okay, Grom keyboard. The Mishnah says, which I didn't quote this part of the Mishnah up in 10, just the second part. From Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Porison Or Shal Gedi, Agabe Shida Teva Mingal, Shachas Bahanas Or. So we come to the, you know, for the remainder of the year about the issue of you know, fire danger and so on. All of the rest of one thing, which we spoke about in Mamre, but I rushed through to the end, so I want to go again here. Okay. There's a question of a sheet of tape, it's got a box or a container, caught fire. Shachas ban caught fire on Shabbat. Okay. So it says you're allowed to put or shel gedi, right? Some kind of a leather blanket, a covering on top of it so the fire will go out. Okay. Why? Mipnei shehu mecharech. Okay. It doesn't burn, it just singes it, doesn't really catch fire. Okay. Rashi explains, or shall be lacha, it's moist. So the moisture, you know, makes the fire go out and it won't catch fire itself because it's, Rashi says, it's lach means moist, right? So, mipnei shu mecharech, that's your by sucking, my comments, your chokhol, it burnt. Okay, anyway, so it says, shu mecharech min or, right? But ain't no nisra, but this will be burned. And then it protects the box from burning further. Okay. Then the second part of the mission we saw already, okay, and that is osin mechitzim kolak kelim, right? You can make it to block the fire by putting pots and pans right in the way to keep the fire from going. Bain malay and bain rekon, would have stuff inside or not. The shushal tabard leka. So it won't spread any further. And Rabbi Yossi also, because Chadoshim, Layan Mayim, we saw this lesson with Rabbi Yossi, that you're not allowed to put vessels or earthenware, clay pots or jugs or whatever it is with water, because if it's brand new, so the clay isn't as hard, it'll bust, the water will come out and put it out in Mechaben and Sadleikim. Okay, so the Rambam says the following, 45, Perikin Bey is Alachadalim. Umutra Lasos, passing like this Mishnah. Umutra Lasos, Mechitza Mikola Kalim, Bein Mayim, Bein Rekonim, Kedei Shalot Tavar Adleiko. Afilo Klicharis Chados Mayim, the passing is not like a Bielsa, even if they're full of water, new things. It's mutter. It's indirect. A kof and kara gaben air. And then the other thing we mentioned also, you can put something on to smother it. Shal tochas makoras. You know, there's wood, there's a beam right above. You're afraid the fire's going to catch. So you can. We spoke about that last time about the cutting off this oxygen supply. Shuchar sun shin lamadalid. And I didn't indicate which sif this is. I forgot. I'm sorry. Teva eftalukav. I'm sorry. Mention the sefer. All right. Teva she'ochaz bo ha'or. Okay. Teva she'ochaz bo ha'or. You have a box that caught fire. Yochalipros or shugadim mitzido acher shalom tisar. We're putting the other side so it doesn't catch. Okay. Fine. Ve'osim mechitzo kolakein l'hafzik bin adleika afilu k'cheres chadoshim because gram kibim mutter. Adds the Ramah. Important addition. V'makom pseida. Gram kibu is not automatically mutter. The Ramah qualifies. So sometimes gram is also. Gram kibu is not automatically mutter.
What's gram? What
so here, because the fire is not going to eventually go out. They don't put it out right now, but eventually.
You're not in the water. Cover a flame is not automatically
mutter. It's talking about, that Ramah doesn't say that here. It won't. It said eventually. And the other example, putting the pots in the way, it's happening about now. It's just not spread.
This is on fire now. I take whatever the I put it on top of it. There's no oxygen. It's going to extinguish immediately. You know?
Because, right, like, but the
not necessarily immediately. But also, your intention is to.
So the fire, right? The fire is on the bottom, right? And you cover the top, so it won't spread for you. It's not cutting up the fire. The bottom of the wooden thing caught fire. And the flames are coming up. So you put a thing on the top, it'll eventually, it's wet, so it'll eventually knock the fire out. When the fire gets up there, it'll go out. Depends on the size. Okay, but eventually it'll go out. That's, I believe, the case. But certainly the other case, look by the language, it says from the other side, not this one. It says mitzido acher. Okay, yeah. Direct, yes. Yeah, so he's saying there's a case of danger, okay. But it's gram. He says it's gram kibui. It's only gram because you don't touch the fire itself, right? You have nothing to do with the. It's one step removed. They put these barrels in the way so it doesn't catch. But the Mishnah Shulchan says gram kibui mutter. But there are more ads. Your point, but makom pseida. It's only makom pseida. So sometimes grama is going to be usher. Okay, for example, we said sometimes if what you want to happen, it happens, and maybe that is usher, okay? Or that's its normal way. Remember, we had by Zoreb, it's done through the wind. Now, we said, the Rosh points out, that's the normal way to do it. Now, we had a machokas. The Rosh mean, therefore, Zoreb is an exception, or no, anything where this is the norm, it's not called grama, right? So that comes into play here. So I printed.
Does Pseida include possible public injury?
I would assume so.
Dangerous.
We'll get to fire danger in a second. Here we're talking no danger, even say the financially. Okay, so this touches on the question which we spoke a little bit. We did Mavir. I'll go over it again about the shop adjusting the timers in the Shabbos clock. Okay, so Moshe writes, "Ducho is Orachaim Chelik Dalat Sim Sani Aleph Ose Hey 47." Because he asks, "Imuter Lo Haziz." Shown Shabbos b'Shabbos, b'chol kli electric kishon menorah kadoma, he mukza. Okay, he says, well, I can't touch it because it's mukza. All right, and it's klishim alaftal isu now. It's klishim alaftal isu. So then, so gufo and makoma, it's mutter. Okay, so you can if you'd be allowed to do something with it, but he says to move it kedei lekarev hazman o laharchik hazman, adloka osur. Okay, whether to delay, you want to make it go on later, or make it go off later, whatever your you know, it will go off early, whichever way, okay, it's all us. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Right, maybe not the other thing. Okay, but anyway, that's what he's talking about. The whole thing, it's also in a different tshuva. Chelak gimel, sim mem zayin, os dalet. Same thing. He mutol hazit shalom Shabbos. Davar mutol hazit shalom shechabe beichor zman mikpisha omed. You wanted to go out later than you had it. Oh, shall I yuch bekla? You don't have to go off at all. I decide I want to keep the light on, so I'll take it. So I won't go off at all. Oh, bekir zman. Before either way, in the also of a whole open, and sometimes even of the raisa. Kibui, he said, perhaps it's not because, and coming back to you, we'll look at three lines. Ach, kibui, umalachachin tzilagufa. So, he said, that's the machokas on everybody else. So maybe only be the rabbanon. But at the end, he writes, al koponim also midin mutsu. So according to the motion, you really can't do anything with those clocks. Right, that would have been, well, Ram would say that it's still mutsu, yeah. So it's still a problem, mutsu. Because whatever the reason, it's involved. If you have it on an air conditioner.
But it's for yourself.
Throw a gufo. So that Rosh doesn't say that. I don't know why. That's what Rosh Zalman mentions that. In the next tshuva. Okay, in the Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud Gimel. In Tshuva Smicha Shlomo, 49. Again, we spoke about this before. Again, Midrashi L'Hashem from Odo Sha'on Oramari Chashmal. Shavishtam Shalom Tzor Shazen. The Mutal Aziz B'Shavis HaMachog. That's the dial. The Machog is the dial. Okay. Nobody knows what a dial is anymore in phones, but in the Hebrew, in the modern Hebrew, when you want to dial something called lechayeg, lechayug is a dial tone. Nobody knows a dial tone anymore. For years, even my time, I dial the old phones. You know, I had a dial. You know, I'm talking about. And see, I can move this thing around. You know. You're nine, let's say you're nine. So you had to turn this knob on the nine and wait to click back nine and do eight, turn around, let the equipment. And then when they came up with the push button phones, that was a big hit. When I was a kid, we got push button phones. I got those. No cell phones, but the regular kitchen phones had these push button. That was a big hit, push button phone instead of dialing. We still use the expression dial, but why? But that's why I know. Okay, anyway. So machog is the dial. Fine. So a question you want to mimakdim it, macher, whatever it is. So near the bazaz borig machog, what do I call that? Some sort of dial. Kela haktam sa chibui, a kibui. Okay, he says that's not gram kibui. Okay, it's different than the case of the water. Okay. And maybe it's even biodayan. It's even more because with the at least over there by the water, and that's what we said before. In the case of the water, that grum kibbutz case, I put the barrels, in the path of the fire. Yeah, the moment I put the barrels, what did I do? Nothing. Can't put any barrels. Here it's different. Okay, there I call masachazman. Okay, when the fire reaches that point, mashen and hocha. Okay, over here, the time when I put the move the dial or whatever the knobs or whatever. It's gonna happen right away. You know, the result is immediate. Whatever's gonna be, in other words, it's true the light didn't go out now. It's still not going to go out till the time I said it. But it activated right then and there the idea that it's gonna go out. So that's what he says. So yes, Lodum is a Khoshabrag Gromo dying. Okay. Anyway, so he deals with that and he concludes that it's mutter. All right, he said it's Gromo.
What is it? It's
adjusting the
timer?
Yeah, it's adjusting the timer, yeah. He says it's only Gromo, it's Ulam Lahaz Mahok, look at the land in front of the first paragraph. Lahaz is a Mahok, to move the dial. Kidei La'akar, to Kim Yelachor, Eim is a Shum Chashash, Isu Klau Klau. Why? Kevin Shepalosu Rak Monea is a Kibui. What are you doing? When you move the dial, what did you do? You simply prevented an act of Kibui at 4 o'clock. So what's that? It's not a Lahaz. Okay. That's like, gives an example. If it's windy and there's a candle there, so I some wind coming, I sort of blow some, push it away, push the current away, so to speak, if I can. That's nothing. Okay, so that's certainly mutter. Then he deals in the second paragraph there with the muktzah issue. What about muktzah? He says that he doesn't think it's muktzah at all. Okay, because klishim alachta l'isser, well, what is isser? Okay, the thing is not a klisha alachta iser. That's Torah gufo allowed. Even if the only problem is grama anyway, so you can't call that a klisha alachta iser. So he doesn't think it's a mukta problem either. Okay? And the last paragraph, he makes a distinction. This is a good topic for the Bavir, the distinction whether you're... So basically, you can extend the status quo. That's the bottom line. Okay, with on or off, you can extend the status quo. But right to the last paragraph, he said, but it depends on the type of thing. If you have a thing where you take the chip or whatever that is, knob or what do you call it, the little metal piece, pins. But you take the pins out, so now you render the thing, it's not going to go out. You want it to stay on until 5 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock at your company, whatever. You want it to stay on later. Okay? But so good, you can adjust it. But if I take the pin out now, so it's about 4 o'clock, and I remove it to 5 o'clock, if you have that type of a Shabbos clock, back to the timer, as soon as you pulled it out, now it's not going to go off at all. That moment that you're holding your hand before you put it back into the dial. So now you put it back. Right. So you put the other pin in the 5 o'clock and then take it out. Okay. That's that. Let's talk now. Yeah.
What are the issues with adjusting
your
watch? I mean, why
would
those apply
to a dial? So adjusting a watch, I don't think there's anything electric there. It's all mechanical.
Yeah, so you need watch. Stuff. And why would there be just an issue with that, the timer, the dial, making those adjustments there?
I think...
I thought there was a new hard level adjustment.
So it depends on what do you adjust a watch? Is that the time?
The
wind. So I think they make a chilek. If it's now, most watches today are self-winding, no? But it used to be you had to wind the watch. I remember when I first got a watch, every couple of days you had to wind it to get it there. So that, you know, in fact, wouldn't be allowed to do on Shabbos. It's without winding, it never stopped working. Right? It goes by itself.
So you're allowed to adjust it on Shabbos?
Well, what does adjust mean?
You have the time says 4:50 and I want to say 6:50.
Oh, to change the time. So that's a different issue. There, just a symbol, yeah.
That would be like a self-winding movement?
Say again?
Like a self-winding movement?
Because it's working, and you're continuing the motion that's already there. You were self-winding. It's not a malacha because nothing changed. Right? Nothing happened.
Even though anyone goes off.
But it's not an act. I'm not doing anything actively by walking. Just by walking. But I think that as long as you're extending, it's not the same thing here. You're extending the status quo. The status quo is a work, so it extends the status quo. Still working.
So it's just like
okay. Right. Right. Well, you were asking whether I see my watch stop and it said, or had the wrong time. I forgot. I came back when I saw it, I forgot to change my watch, American time. So there, I thought the thing, you're not supposed to do that. That is a form of drabbana with tikkun mana. The only thing is that somebody said, what does that mean? It's not really anything. You have the number on, you have your.
My relative says, would anything apply to the watch apply your dial
time? Yeah, I mean, you can make the case, but certainly the muktza thing would not be an issue.
Okay.
Right, but I think otherwise
it is
tikkun mana. We call mana means an item. Okay, and that might be makom apadish tonight. But the watch works. I mean, if it says 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and you know that it's an hour behind, so what's the difference? It didn't.
I hear.
Okay, let's just finish up. We'll talk about the dangers on Shabbos. A dangerous fire. Okay. God forbid someone catches fire in the house. You mentioned that situation there. So
I actually wanted to tell you what happened by me when JJ was a little younger, maybe around 3 years old. He threw a basketball at the
Eagles,
and they fell, and it was the paraffin things.
Yeah, they can go up in the center.
So it spilled all over the wood floor.
Sure.
And
that's the real thing. Yeah, you know, 100% can happen. Everybody's got a story of some kid who knocked the Leichter over.
That's
that.
Feelings.
Okay, no, that's
I don't want to have.
You have to be careful. Day. Yeah. So, in general, we should know.
Would you tell the kid to turn you off?
Like, so, is it better? Better for cotton to do it than well, if you can. But sometimes, give the kid the water, he'll drink it. So Rambam Pasman, I just want to. There's nothing to do with kibbutz per se, although he gives it as an example. Okay. Which is why I'm bored. I mean, it's a good Rambam to know anyway, although there's a lot of alumnus about this. This is why not for now. Rambam Perk Beis of the Shabbos Halachala. Dechulia hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis Nefoshes. Okay, that's, we know that, right? Shabbos is pushed aside for all Sakonis Nefoshes. Kishar, like any other mitzvah. Lefichach, Cholot Sheish Bo Sakonis, Osin Okol Tzorcha B'Shabbos. Period. Okay. I'll be wrote for Umash, based on advice of the doctor, the expert in that area. Ibnei Shu Tzorcha Chalas Shabbos Sofek, Shabbos Sofek, what if it's a suffix Or one doctor said, I can wait till later. Another doctor said, no, we're going to do it now. Mechala on Shabbos, a suffix, nefesh, dochas Shabbos. Not only koch nefesh, dochas Shabbos, even suffix, koch nefesh, dochas Shabbos. Good. Aloha beis. Amdu b'yom Shabbos, we talk with chach, shmoni yom. The guy needs a procedure that's going to take 8 days. So he'll say, well, let's wait till Sunday, because that would only have to be one Shabbos in the mix, not two. No, we don't wait, so we do everything right away. Because again, Kolzma, Mechala, even 100 Shabbos, and so on. After the Sakona, Suffolk Sakona, Mechalin. And then the Rambam gives an example towards the end there, on the top of the next page. The Rambam writes, Umadlikin Lois Haner, you can light the fire for a Chola on Shabbos, Madlikin Lois Haner. Oh, Mechabin Lefana. Can't sleep. We had that in the Mishnah, right? They got to sleep. So Mechabin Lefana. It's on there. And you can shecht and cook them, whatever you have to do. Polos, Adomar. Shabbos like a mecholish yishvah zakana harik kol. For as far as mecholish yishvah zakana sin, Shabbos like a regular Tuesday. Now that again is a whole lumnus because the Rambam began. That's a whole hutra dechuya problem, right? Because Rambam began beginning of Shmos 50. Parak Beis Halacha Aleph dechuya he Shabbos. Dechuya when it was what, nutshell right now. Dechuya means it's still usur, but we push the usur aside for reasons X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
Between the Chuyah and Hutra, there might be some whether should you do a machine or should you do with a, okay, you know, through a cotton and other things. But look at the Rambam says at the end, but he says, oh God, Shabbos and Gabachol, so we should know who are Kachol, which means it's Hutra, not the Chuyah. So there's longness about it, enough, enough. Okay, anyway, but so you're allowed to light it, you know, the truth is that there's a story, I mean, I think it's a true story, that when the Salamitra, you know, the Rav Shabir was a young boy, he didn't meet Reb Chaim that many times, his grandfather. Didn't meet him. So he didn't live in the same area, you know, when he couldn't travel like today. So he was there a few times by him, but I think he didn't see it like they corresponded a little bit. And Reb Chaim died when the Rebbe was a teenager, I think. So that was once a Taina. I guess I'll get to this week's Sedra that when the Rebbe wrote one of his pieces about the Mizrahi about the importance of Medina Israel and so on, to Yom Yerushalayim tomorrow, right? So he spoke about the Israeli flag. And he said the flag has a certain Kedusha to it. He said in a sense that it was some picture apparently of an Israeli soldier running with a flag and he got shot, you know, to plant the flag further, you know, further to claim the territory. And, you know, an age old thing, you plant your flag that you claim that territory. And, you know, I'm interrupting myself, but I remember I once heard a story. This was someone in the Golan Heights, Keshet, is the northern part of the east, not far from Syria. So when I was once, a tour or whatever, I forget I was up there. So the Rav of the community was speaking to us, and he said, when they went there right at the end of the Six-Day War, so now it's, you know, commemorating the Six-Day War, it was this week, it was right before Shavuos. I mean, it was in June, on the Six-Day War was in June, it was, well, on the secular calendar. It was as late as it could be. Next year will be like that. Next year is exact. This year it's still in the middle of May, but it was the Six-Day War. So this right this week, right after Bush Wars. So these guys, when they made a ceasefire agreement, you know, between Syria and Israel, so the United Nations were the peacekeeping people. Every 100 feet, whatever they put, they couldn't build a fence that day, you know, say a border fence. So they put up these big can barrels, you know, with little posts in them, and that was the border. So these guys used to go out at night and push the barrels a little deeper into Syria. You know, so by the time they came to build the fence, it was that much more territory. That they, you know, they kept extending the Golan Heights border by pushing these big barrels further east. Anyway, tomorrow. Anyway, be that anyway. So the Rav said. So he spoke about this terrible, the picture apparently in the papers of an Israeli soldier, and he's moving the flag, he got shot, you know, by the sniper of the enemy, and his blood like splattered over the flag, you know, as he was putting the flag down. So it's a din, Nebuch, that, you know, if a person dies, so the blood that's on the clothing, when he dies, the blood's on the clothing, so he's supposed to bury the clothing too. So Rav had a whole essay, you know, and he compared the Degel to the Digle Midbar, and this we said, right, the Digle Midbar, you know, which is Each tribe, you know, had El Dega. So I think I heard from Shachta that the Satmar in England, I think, made fun of the Salvechik. How dare he compare this flag of the Zionists to to the Digla Midbar and so on and so forth. And they said Hagam that he's the sinner of Chaim. Chaim didn't hold from him, and Chaim didn't even come to his wedding. So Shachar told us it was true, but Chaim had been dead already. That's why he's probably so. I mean, it could be also in cover-up reason. We don't know, but I'm sure. Right, exactly. So it's like I have another terrace. That's a good terrace. I have a different terrace wife. Namely, he was dead already.
Once you say he was better, maybe he did come.
Right, right. All right, because that's the story of that. Anyway, but how do I get into this? And then in Simshin Chav Tes Nifalev, Kol Pikuach Nevesh Doche Shabbos, Mazori Zarei Tim Shubach, Afilu Noflad Leika Mechotzer Acheres, V'yorei Shetavar Lechotzer Zuv Yorei Sakana Mechaben Kadesh Lo Tova. Very important. Pikuach Nevesh, and here's where there's a fire, and that's the example given. In another yard, not in my yard, but you're afraid that it's going to spread to my yard, then you can put it out. Or if it's a fire in a Hefker field, you're allowed to put it out. Okay, and the Mishabur explains in Kotnala, very important, 53, Kagon Deika Sham Cholim, Oktanim Shani Cholim Varach. They're older people that you can't get the people out, they're kids or whatever, it's dangerous. So we have to keep that point in mind that fires spread, and they can spread very quickly. They can spread very quickly. Okay, I mentioned yesterday, I know somebody who was in our community, there was just a little thing, it caught on to the curtains, the whole house burned down. In minute, if you can, absolutely. But I'm just saying if there's no delay, but if you're fire on the saloon of the guy, they let him, the custodians, they let him call the cops. Well, that's a question, and how much sakana is? Potential sakana, but it's better. We'll see. Let's see. Yeah, let's see the din. Yeah, it depends on the situation. Let's see the din. That's exactly what we'll look at. So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel, same Perek we were starting. That's not that different. We saw this before earlier. Halacha Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel 54. The Rambam writes the Leika Shnafu Shabbos Hamachaba Osim Ne Ibud Mamon Chaya. The guy wants to put it out because he's afraid it's going to cost him. Okay, and the thing's going to burn, property's going to burn. That's no good. She'ein ibud mamon docha Shabbos el ibud nefashos. Okay, that's not the same thing. Lefichach. Okay, yatzu mina adam kishol yetsu nochshe shemusu. If there's a fire, get out. Okay, yanicho eish. Let the fire burn. Afilu sarefes kol medina kula. It's going to burn the whole town down. Okay, I mean, every periodically, you know, we have fire alarms and buzzers and whatnot in there. But at one time, there were quite a number of times we found a number of Gedolei Torah whose farm we don't have on certain things because they burnt. It was not common. Fires were much more common at one time. Okay, I mean, stuff from the Rav Yitzchok, from everyone, Tosfos Yontif. I think the Tosfos Yontif, you know, there's a din that the Shulchan Aruch brings down that family experiences of Yeshua, they can have their own private Purim. It's called Purim, individual Chayadim brings out halacha, and others bring it. And people do it. There was a certain day called Purim Frankfurt. Called Purim Frankfurt. Something happened in Frankfurt, forget exactly what. But I think the Tosfos Yontif writes in one place that his family was it's some danger, they all escaped, whatever it was, a fire. And then every day on the anniversary of that day, they make a little Suda for the family, like a mini Purim. Purim Katan,
In Tangiers, they
had also probably.
They afford to kill all the Jews.
Right, so things like that. Really, that far. Okay. No, the people do it in families and communities. And I think I may have a sacred home somewhere. I've certainly seen it. There's a whole list of all these different communities that do stuff for the family and for the community that was saved. So, you know, but a lot of times because fire was not uncommon. I mean, the famous Chicago fire, was it 1908, the great Chicago fire, whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1908 or something like that. So it was Chicago, that was another one, San Francisco, the earthquake.
No,
San Francisco had the earthquake. But the Chicago fire was started by Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Mm-hmm. It's the famous Mrs. O'Leary's cow. The certain Mrs. O'Leary, a cow knocked over some bucket and hit a candle, and all the city burnt down. You know, that's, you can look it up. Look up Mrs. O'Leary. I think that was Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Anyway, yeah. So fire is dangerous, obviously. But essentially, the Ravid pipes up over here that even though the Rambam says you're chayev for putting out the fire for tech money, he says we're not chayev because it's answer Lugufa, but the Rambam is fine because he passed in like a Yehuda, right? Answer Lugufa is chayav. The Ravid points that ain Amar Rambam chayav ain kind of kibshimim should they don't see the pechem shul. You don't want the cold, yeah.
But I'm surprised by that move, the Rambam, how far he's willing to extend, which kind of doesn't apply. It's kind of like the converse of Shulchan Aruch resetting and not even sure. Rambam saying even if a whole town,
so you have to be home, then it's dangerous. You're right.
So, any case where isn't at least
you're right, and which is what the Rambam says. Look at them. And there are all kinds of Gemaras. There are Gemaras, which I'm not doing because of this Ramah. We'll see in a second. More in Parak Kol Kisvei, you know, has what to do in fires. But look what the Ramah, and the whole Simon Shin Lama Dalad in Shulchan Aruch. You look it up. I didn't print it. Look up Simon Shin Lama Dalad. They have all kinds of things. What if a candle falls? What if this happens? What if that happens? There are more rights. Sif Chavo, 55. B'chol haniz karim b'dina hadleika hani mili b'yameyam. I'll be one second. Okay, we assume la halacha, and that's how most achronim said, the Ramah said, and others after him, they say today we assume that every fire, like you're saying, every fire. Why did the Ramah say that? I don't know. But he said nowadays we assume certainly in city quarters and so on, a fire in my house can spread to your house, things can spread very quickly, and therefore we assume there's no issue. Just, he says, you have to look. Let's say you had a farmhouse somewhere, you know, 8 miles from anybody else, whatever, betuchim, vadai, shielam sakana, then also lechabos, then you can't put it out. Aba b'chashar sakana sofek, mutu lechabos, afilo adleka b'beishu shal goy, even if the fire is in the next one, he's Jewish, you can help put it out, because it'll spread to you. And that's the minig. Okay. Now again, at the end, he says also the chal shabbos kli lahatzol mamo, just to save money alone. Okay. Now, the bottom line, it's hard to assess today, and therefore today, you know, it's certainly okay to call a goy to put out the fire. Okay, and to call the fire department. All right, and that's so some suggest, but use the phone with a shino, use your pinky, use your left hand, whatever. Do it a shino if you can minimize it for all the same. Then minimize it. Yeah. They're going to call.
Very
unlikely that
they're
going to
go and hey,
just call an Anjou, the fire. Right, come in and harm me. That would be the best thing if the Anjou is available. Without a doubt. Okay. You know, so that's the idea of if there's a real, you can, again, there are more rights, I call it, and you have to assess the situation. So if like a can, yeah, I'm quite, yeah.
The only thing
that's
a little like by is, and the Shulchan Aruch makes a point to kind of stress, and the Rambam says as well, stressing how much it for those members, we should be so machmir. But I feel like even if it's like a chava, you know, maybe you should try to go. It depends. I think even
again, you have the Rambam's words are kolofin. You have to use seichel. Okay, you have to use common sense. So in the case, let's say you have a Shabbos candle that fell off. Okay, the candle fell down. All right, candle fell down. Okay, that's not, you know, and it's burning. It's scary a little bit, but the candle burning there. So again, so if you can just shake it off onto a metal thing or shake it onto the floor, it's a tile, it won't burn. Okay, then you're pretty sure it's not going to now burn the whole house down and cause a threat. On the other hand, if there are elderly people there and so on, you have to be more careful, yeah. Right. Right. There's no doubt that it's better to get non-Jews. I agree. I mean, what took case was a non-Jew house?
Situation, even a small hashash, if it could burn in house, but you only do 1 minute, it's normal.
Right, okay.
So, okay.
Right.
Like fires, you know,
say again?
A minute with fires can be a
very
good thing.
Can be
a range of.
Right. Right, again, I mean, that's the call thing. All right.
Let's say I live in a place with there are no Jews. I'm not only Jew, there's a fire. And the fire department didn't make it stand.
Wow.
Should I take
I think if they're
because we show
the Fred is going to spread to the house. Yeah, I would think should Ava, Ava a little bit, Ava.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Even I mean, you must have like going in the hole and like the Aston Manchu. I feel like even so, like when for instance, when I was we lived in the 5 pounds, the house next to us, they weren't there. There was a electrical circuit and the house went on fire. And when the fireman went to actually like pick up someone was there, he ended up dying in things. I mean, even let's say like assuming that someone's gonna be called at all, it's almost like the fire person's the fireman or woman is put at risk.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. By delaying, yeah. Okay, again, you have to look at the situation. The point is that Ramon is important to Ramon. Just in terms of other things, we know it's not dangerous, but no danger to life. So I'm just quoting this because it's there, but Ramon already obviates it. But let's look also at the Mishnah Berurah, 56, the Kotlin Ayin Gimel, there in Sin Shin Lamadala. Okay. Okay, I'll get some Yosham beer, Zuck and Ocholish and Yocholy Bro. It's about like hello. Okay, so it's, again, it's you know, it's not saving your possessions, but you know, it's allowed to take out food for Shabbos if you need it. Yeah,
what's really important that do we have to have a
shash
that a firefighter is Jewish? Like, it's gonna be a Jewish firefighter?
Yeah, I don't, I've thought of saying to an ambulance, you know, and I don't think you have to assess that.
Yeah.
No, but he's, yeah. All right, just quickly to finish up the Mishnah in Shabbos at Perkol Kisra Kuftes Omer Alef. Whole Kisra Kodesh Matzil Nasomer Planet Dekla Adleka. Okay, obviously, if there's a fire, you can save the Sifrei Torah. Okay, I remember when I was learning in the school of Kol here, that taught in the morning. My first year teacher, I taught the 8th grade Manhattan Day School here in Dallas. So when I had fire drills, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so I taught that 1 year. Just I was still learning it. Anyway, then I taught high school after that, but it was 8th grade. So they had fire drills, you know, lots of time. I thought it was the right thing to do. They had one boy's job. Everyone marched out. They'd be quiet and walk in the hall. You remember fire drills? So one boy's job was to get the Sefer Torah from the Ara, and then he walked out onto the street, and like he was a gabba, whatever it was. That was his thing. He had to go to the other exit by the shul to get the Sefer Torah. Okay, here, Matzil
Sefer
Torah. Oh, so it's local. It says, so Rashi says, on Kuftes Omer Al 58, Kol Kisra Kodesh, Kigon Torah Nabi Maksuim, not only Torah, but other things too, because his Mishnah says, Ben Shekarim Behem, Ben Shein Karim Behem, and that's why they have the whole discussion about what's considered part of Kisra Kodesh, and it's an important sugya, not a topic. You know, in the Shabbos, but that's an important mission in general. So the Rashi writes, but not other types of books and other svarim. But still, okay, the kind of the mova she'ena mafulosh. Okay, even to a movi, okay, and it's a tircha and so on. Rambam paskin parakam. Give me your question. Alach chavav muter lahatzil kol kisra kodesh yish bechotzer the chotzer cheshu also afal pishalo irvo. Okay, you know, you're allowed to do it. Probably because only go bon anyway. Okay. Shulchan Aruch,
are you allowed to record?
Right. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions in that same Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Yud Beis, Kol Kisra Kodesh Matzilin, the Adlaika of a Karmelim, right? Sif Yud Ches, Kosu B'Shem Gon, I'm not sure who, Shemutr Lomalein Yehudi, Lahatzil Swarm Adlaika Fil Derech Shirab. Or it's even the real Shirab, again, you have a real Rochis allowed. The Mishabura adds in Sukkot Lamed that all of this is Kisra Kodesh means Haino Tanach, Bechol Asforim, the Torah Shemichsav, Kodem Islatzil, Torah Shemapeh, Mafilos Torah Shemapeh, Mush'olim, Muskarmlo, Eloyatzil, Torah Shemapeh, Torah Shalabalim, Afilahochi, Torah Shemichsav, Kodem. All right, save the Sefer Torah before you say the Gemara. Okay, but otherwise, all Sforim are included. That's your right to call it Memtes. The Shulis Tamila, any of the Sharm, a Bizarre Kisra Kodesh, Av Gemara's, Ushari Sharm Hoi Bakal. How's that? Yeah.
Why Bifal is a question?
What's the question?
If
Shark is a Kurdish. Oh,
Shark
is
different.
It's different from Shalom, no? You're right. It's different from Shalom. Anyway. Now, the last thing I mentioned was, again, the same thing. To do something, if you can do it with a Shinoi, with no loss of time or effort, then you do it. So that's what Moshe writes. In the Tshuva Orchaim Chenadal Siman Ayin Dal, that's a Tshuva we saw many times. Os Lamed Tes Nebishul. I mentioned this by and other things also. Kishakovsa Eish Hagez B'Shabbos. Again, in the olden days, before we had our modern ovens, there were electric ignite. So you had one I told you the other day called the pilot light. There's a fire constantly burning in the back of the oven, a small, tiny pilot light. And then when you open the, you turn on the gas range, so the gas would come out and that's how the fire would spread, okay, to your burner. Okay, today it's all electric ignite. But sometimes, every once in a while, the pilot light would blow out. That's dangerous because then you have gas seeping in, you know, through that valve. And you left the flame, well, even if the pilot light didn't go out, you left your flame on very low. Okay, yeah, but the flame was on, so the gas current is there. Okay, and now it blew out. Or the kids blew it out, or the door blew out, whatever. So now you have an open thing when gas come out. So it's a sakana. So you're allowed to turn it off. But the remote right, that's the case. Can you turn off the faucet? You know, there's the gas. Not the word, faucet, but it means no. Shuva kala isurak mutar amonim gam ikach chashas sakana al kapon tsar gadol. You have to leave the house. Therefore, it's mutar. Achim efsher bekal adei shino yesh lasos ben shinoi. Okay. As far as electric appliances, I mentioned before, be the same thing. If you have an electric appliance that catches fire and so on and so forth, okay. Again, you can unplug it if that'll do it. Sometimes you unplug it, it'll solve the problem because according to most, there's no daraisa in unplugging. Okay. Again, it's better with a shinoi. So, but if you have to unplug something, caught fire, if you unplug it, it'll, you know, God, you don't have to caught fire, it didn't catch, but steaming, you know, smoke coming out or whatever. So you better unplug it. We all have that experience, right? You better unplug it. So unplugging is probably not derisive, according to most. Okay, because maybe it is, but that's why it's better to do with the shinui, but you can unplug it. As far as lights are concerned, incandescent lights, so then, for pikuach nefesh is allowed, but otherwise, otherwise it would be a problem. You shouldn't do it. You better get a guy to do it. Okay. Again, as we said before, I'll finish with this. We consider most house fires, electric fires, and so on and so forth, to be, to be sarkonis pikuach nefesh. So, therefore, allowed to do what we have to do. Just mention one thing I saw in a, there was circulating a video about it. Like a yard side candle. Okay. It's very apparently if it's burning, you know, the wax is burning, and not just through the wick, but something happens to burn, you put it off, but better put it out, pour water on it. It explodes practically. It explodes. There was a video about it. I forgot to send one of the Hatzolah, somebody sent it out so not long ago. They demonstrated it. They said they had like candles, and certain candles, I guess, because it made the wax, I don't know why it
works. Oil gas.
Yeah, oil and gas causes an explosion. Because the way they pack it in, the way they make the line there. So your immediate reaction is to put water on it. And they showed you, look for evidence.
There's a rabbi I remember
at
high school.
Who was... And in the video, they demonstrated. Obviously, they were safety equipment. But they demonstrated, they poured water, boom, went up like an explosion.
Yeah, I
got
to go to the hospital. There's a fire or something, and there's a fire in it. They can sit with a lot of water and then
it sometimes there's a
interesting because in the BK itself it says that the real minhagri of the lab was to dip the candle.
It make it go higher. That was the idea.
No, you can water after Abdallah.
Oh, after Abdallah.
To not be in it.
Maybe Abdallah candle would not. Abdallah candle would apply to it. I see it though, because wine was a big local issue. Some people have a minute after Abdallah and dip the candle to the wine. I think if chef also said that's busy also. Mm-hmm. You know, so now I've just blown out. So I'm going to... Okay, we'll stop over here. That's the Malacham Chava. Continue to make your share.
We'll
mark it up in our respects.
You know, the thing just smart and then you want to explore it.